Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I hurt my neck yelling at Tasty Cake Dom. I hope everybody's happy.
He had the bandage on yesterday.
Yeah, but it's a different part of my neck.
Wow.
Different part of my neck, yeah.
Well, we're T's and P's, buddy.
Yeah. The Top 5 of 5 was, of course, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back
in the original
hit series Tulsa King this season. Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, you got a big game voice. You should do voiceovers.
Oh, yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Here it is. The top five at five.
And now.
Get out of here, battle. I'll do it.
Yep. So, listen. Let's take a nice little trip down memory lane and try to rank the five best Eagles regular season games since 2000. My lifetime, of course. Where does the Jordan Davis block game rank?
Wow.
Starting at number five.
Let me see what you got.
Takes us back to 2017, when actually the season, I know, it ended in glory. There were some bumpy parts.
Yep.
But early on, a kicker they claimed off waivers that week had his first legendary moment as an Eagle.
Hold your breath. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is... It's gone!
This is that dream I talked about.
They win!
He's had this dream before.
61 yards! The longest kick in Eagles history.
Wow.
That's a good call from Merrill.
That's pretty good.
Great
call.
Nailed that one.
So Jake Elliott, you know, I think Caleb Sturgis was their kicker to start that year.
Yes.
And he got hurt really early.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my favorite parts about that play in that game was... I think the clock operator had to have some.
Of course, he did. The Alshon catch.
Yeah, the Alshon catch on the sideline.
Yeah,
like 4 seconds left in the game. That was at least a 5 to 6 second route, and he toe tapped and got just close enough.
Yeah, and it left us 1 second on the clock.
I don't remember the clock.
Oh yeah,
that one.
It was the longest 4 seconds ever.
Yeah, there's some home cooking. Alshon was able to go down, run a full route. He's not fast.
No,
you know,
Michael tell you that. Yep. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
So and then
I didn't even say it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is Carson was mic'd up and he said, "All right, I'll give you my game check if you hit this kick."
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You remember that?
No, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, he said, "I'll give him a game check," and then I think they ended up donating it to charity or something like that. But
yeah, it's nonsense.
They worked it out. And Jake Elliott hasn't looked back since. I mean, that was Jake Elliott's first game.
Now, and granted, Jake has gone on to win another Super Bowl, kicking another Super Bowl, become an all-time Eagle great. But at that point, he was unknown.
Yeah.
He had just been signed off waivers. I mean, it's probably one of a handful of times. And I looked at Carson sideways. Now, you shouldn't have said you were going to give up your game check.
And not give up your game check.
You weren't going to give up your game check.
Yeah. You can't donate to your own charity, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Before, should have gave up that game check to Jake.
Yeah.
I think we did turn that into a controversy that week.
I was in favor of, you got to give up the game check there. I mean, you said you were, so.
Yeah, you
got
to do it.
You got enough money.
Yeah. And he's back, too. He's fine.
He is back.
Yep. The fourth best regular season game since 2000 was a night where Mike Vick set a fantasy football record.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a night this was.
Started like this.
First play from about the 12, and there is Vick, as you talked about, John, rolling and launching downfield for DeSean Jackson, who accelerates, caught the opening play, and all the way for a touchdown. 88 yards.
Yeah, it was at that game. We took a bus of WISP listeners, as winners at that game. It was raining that night, if I remember correctly. Yep. And it was miserable because we couldn't find two of the listeners who had drank too much and were at the friggin' stadium.
Oh,
and
we couldn't leave them.
Couldn't leave them. You know, it's
miserable.
That is
Spike's worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Not being able to find the listener, get them back on the bus. Oh, my God. Yes.
So you
can terrible.
Go home.
What a night.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a night.
That was incredible. It was incredible. How was he? 60 fantasy points or something that
six
night?
Six
touchdowns that night. Four passes, two rushing.
Yeah.
It was like 300-some yards, 400 yards passing.
2010, Vic.
Yeah, Mike. Man, that was Mike at his best. That was a beautiful thing to watch.
Beautiful.
Watching Vic under Andy Reid. That was a beautiful
thing
to
watch. I've said, I know you guys don't agree, but it is the best I've seen an Eagles quarterback play. That one
That's
particular
fair.
Season.
Yeah.
The third best Eagles regular season game since 2000 is where I rank Sunday.
Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent.
Yeah, he wants everything to be a miracle.
What just happened to them? Successive field goal blocks. Winning for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
By the way, listening to it, it almost sounds unbelievable how fast Jordan Davis was running by how fast Merrill was saying 40, 30, 20, 10. If I just heard that, that was Jordan Davis running that fast? That sounds like Saquon, you know?
Right. So. Only 300. Interesting to see these two. I got a couple in mind. I wonder if you picked them out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good games since 2000. Number two, though, is when came down to the final week of the year, a miraculous week. Jamarcus Russell had to beat the Bucs.
It's
not one moment, but a compilation of a beatdown against the Cowboys.
That's awesome.
Second down and 15 at the Eagles 19. Back goes Romo again. He steps up. He hit. It's fumbled. It is picked up. Running with the football is Chris Clemens. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown!
First and 10. Romo back. He floats it out on the far side to Barber. Barber fumbles the football. It's stripped away. It's picked up. It's Hanson down the near sideline. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Auxilio Hanson, 97 yards.
Shotgun, three receivers, 8:01 remaining in the third quarter. Back goes Romo again. He's looking, he's running, he's hit, he fumbles again, and it's recovered again, this time by Trevor Laws.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go to Minnesota.
And the Eagles have defeated the Dallas Cowboys 44-6. They are heading to the playoffs.
That was the most hyped I've heard the link aside from the NFC Championship game against the Vikings. Like the energy in that place when everyone knew there was a chance to go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That place was insane that day.
In the building for that one. That you're right. That was a that's actually when I was actually staying at games full time. Like, I stayed for the full game.
Yeah.
I should could have left that one early. I mean, it was a beatdown.
No, but that was, I don't know. I don't know why I was actually still there. But, yeah.
It was awesome.
I was still staying for the full game. That was a party for, like, the last quarter there.
Yeah.
Before we get to number one, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
And number one, I don't know if it's ever going to be topped. We've all heard the call.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Which one you got?
Oh, come on.
Deshaun's punt right there.
Yeah.
31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. And the Giants fans can't believe it. And the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Yeah, and that the punt return is the great moment. That game was Michael Vick, though.
31-10.
Yeah, I mean, that was Michael Vick.
Another great Vick game. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. He was unstoppable.
Yeah. So I got a couple that could have been considered.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, man. Nicky Six, 7 touchdowns?
Yeah. Against the Raiders,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, against the Raiders. Yeah. Well, it's not like we see 7 touchdown passes a game.
Well, Jack hates
Nick Foles. Again, like, yeah. I could have made a lot of those throws in the game. So, I mean, it wasn't like that impressive.
The return of T.O.
I know. I wanted to put the Lito.
The Lito interception. Yeah. What else you got?
Snowball.
Yes. Yeah,
Snowball could have been on there. Yeah. The walk-off Brandon Boykin pick in 2013 against the Cowboys,
in Dallas, yeah.
Could have been on there. The Westbrook punt return could have been on there.
That wasn't a great game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an ugly game, but with a great moment. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot. The Chips first game.
Yes.
Down in Washington.
That's another one, yeah. Yes.
Revolutionized football for
Well, all the Redskins players were making pretend they were hurt so they could have a breather.
Taking injuries.
Yeah, but we thought it was going to be, I mean, the Chip Kelly era, in that game, it just seemed like, oh my God, what is going to happen?
New brand of football.
Yep.
Wentz's game against the Steelers week 3, 2016.
That's when...
Come on, man. The dump off to Sproulsy?
I think that's the game I became a fan.
Yeah. Well, that was when Brock said, I'm going to go on the Wentz wagon.
Yeah. Probably why I became a fan. I mean, probably why I started believing in him. I didn't know Wentz before that year.
Well, yeah.
Vision he went to North, one, Kentucky, yeah, North Dakota State.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that game against the Steelers, yeah.
215-592-9494. Get to a really important phone call right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, so Spike, like
I'll tell you too.
You can as well.
Yeah.
So National Appliance Warehouse, there's like a lot of pillars of National Appliance Warehouse. You're going to get the lowest prices.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed by price.
Is pillar on that sheet or did you come up with that yourself?
Well, I said pillars. It's four.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to think. I'll think of another one.
Okay.
But like, you know. Right. So you're gonna get the lowest price.
Yep.
That's guaranteed by Price Assure.
Yep.
You're gonna get the right appliance.
Yep.
You know, because 100 brands, all the big brands, whatever kind of brand you could possibly need, they have a National Appliance Warehouse, 15,000 square foot showroom.
Yeah.
But what we always talk about too, Spike, is the culture at National Appliance Warehouse.
They treat you awesome.
And you know, you've heard us talk about it. Well, you can join the team, Spike.
Come on, join the team.
Yeah. So listen, if you wanna be a salesperson.
Oh, add to work at National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah. Listen, Mark Stamackin, love Mark, has built a great team culture there. You got to be a part of it.
Seems like a great place to work, honestly.
All you got to do.
Smiling.
Yeah. I think you could probably sell him Fritz sent you, too. I mean, that'd probably help you get in the door.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So you got to email Scott at nawde.com. That's Scott at nawde.com if you're looking for a great opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. To help people get them the appliances they need for their home. It's a great job.
It sells itself at National Appliance Warehouse. So listen, you know your kitchen isn't game day ready. Get the National Appliance Warehouse. Make sure it's good for the week ahead. The Eagle season, our football season is just heating up. So listen, get the kitchen game day ready and get the National Appliance Warehouse. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. Hi, Herb.
Hi, Herb. Hello, Spike. What's happening today? I tell you what, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear you say anything about Mike Evans, but he's out 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah,
we don't have to cover him this Sunday, okay? So we got a break. Stephen A. Smith, he's a real dope. So anybody out there that loves Stephen A. Smith, I'm going to let you now know that HR says he's a dope, okay?
Well, what does Stephen A. do?
I don't like his style. He's like a sports rapper. That's all he is.
Ooh, hold on.
Ike Reese knows what you're talking about.
What are we doing here?
How is he a rapper?
What's he wearing? He's wearing a hot pink suit. A hot pink suit, okay? So everybody in the stadium sees him. You understand? He's just a dope, man, okay? Other than that, okay, Ike Reese, you know what's
only
going
Herb
on
can get away with that. I'm
right.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
Ike Reese, you know what's going on with the running game, okay? Like I said about 5 hours ago, like I said last week, they're bringing 5-6 people in the box, okay? Plus the linebackers are playing right along the sides, right there. In right along the line, okay? That's why we can't get our blocks, and that's why we're not running the ball like we did last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to see this weekend the first play from scrimmage. Either Smitty or A.J. Brown go deep.
Mm.
I don't have a problem with it, okay? You know, if they can do it, they take a shot, and that's it. And if he catches, he catches it. If you don't, he don't. We come back and do something else, you know. Mm-hmm. But we gotta start opening up this offense with the passing game.
What about power left and power right, or whatever?
And yeah, that's what we need to do too.
Okay, both.
Power left, power right, motion left. If you watch the second half, you saw guys going in motion, and then they did what they did. They caught passes, okay?
Yes.
Some of the passes were 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards, whatever.
Bing, bing, bing.
Okay. Look, A.J. Brown, once he catches it, he's elusive. He's a guy that's going to break a tackle and run it for another 10 or 15 or 20, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we got it. Everybody, Smitty is Smitty, okay? A.J. Brown is A.J. Brown. Like I told you about the tight end has to be part of the game. Okay, did you watch this game last night? I only watched the first half. Detroit, okay, did you notice where they had the one, I don't know how many times they did it, they had triple I formation.
Is that three eyes?
Running backs, one went left. The other one went right, and the one guy got the ball in the middle.
Yeah, but they
ran the ball. Did you see that, Ike?
Yeah, but that was a wing. That wasn't an I formation.
Well, they had when on the TV they showed.
Well, I means they're all lined up behind each other.
Three guys that were lined up.
Yeah, there was a T, right?
Yes,
wing T.
It wasn't a T. No, it wasn't. Well, the quarterback was under center.
Yeah, and it was like a triple option look.
Was under center. You had three guys in the quarterback there.
Yes.
That's what you had.
Yep.
Okay? They had a couple other formations.
Herbert, it sounds like, are you in a hospital?
We have to, I was a while ago down at Doylestown Hospital with my friend because she had, the catheterization, and then tomorrow she's getting... she's doing prep right now for this colonoscopy. After the colonoscopy,
you're helping with that.
They're going to put the stent in. She's 81 years old.
Okay.
My friend Teddy Smith is mother.
Okay.
Teddy Smith and I played baseball the Pendel League over on Southampton for the Somerton All Stars.
Mm.
So everybody knows Teddy Smith because he coached at LaSalle High School. He was a pitching coach for Joe Parisi and Mike Parisi.
Did he know Benny? Did you guys know Benny?
Benny what?
You know Benny from around that time in that area.
Benny doesn't recall or not. Huh. You know Jack Stanzak?
What about Tommy? Sure. What about Tommy? You know Tommy, though.
Tommy who?
You know, ran with that whole
Tommy
crew.
Tommy down the shore?
No,
not Tommy.
Tommy used to run with that crew.
Tom, I don't know about Tom.
Okay. All right, my bad.
I mean, I know guys from Roxborough. I know guys from the Catholic League. Northeast and all that kind of stuff. There's so many guys. I had, you know who Pat Waninger is?
Of course, everybody does.
Okay, Pat Waninger, okay, I got a call from him. His wife was having surgery at Doylestown this morning. He called me and I told him about Mrs. Smith being there. And that, you know what I mean? So and I was out with Pat. Like, he listens to WIP. He heard me this morning. I was on with Julio. Like, it was like around 12:30. He heard me right away. So people listen to me. You understand? I got it.
They listen to the radio show.
Yeah, they listen to us.
They listen to the radio. They listen to me. Mm. I'm going to show you, Jack, something, okay?
Here we go.
A lawyer just sent me a text.
Ooh.
He says, I'm great. He loves me. All this kind of stuff.
So do I.
Okay. So, you know,
is he
going to
sue me or something?
You know I know my stuff.
Wow.
Don't even try it.
Wow.
Okay, don't even try it.
You know who was talking junk about you yesterday? Pete Cherokee. Yeah, but I'm saying Pete from Cheeky and Pete's was talking all kinds of junk about you yesterday.
He was. What kind of junk did he say?
Well, that's something you two got to settle with each other.
He said he can't wait to talk to you again.
I'll find out. Don't worry.
Is it okay if we give him your number?
Yeah, you can give him my number.
And can we give him your email address?
He's got it, too. He's got all that.
What's the email?
HerbBaseball23 at Yahoo.com, bro.
That's right. Yep.
But listen, you know.
Run left.
You got to mix it up, but we also, we got receivers. You got to go. You got Jalen Hurts. He's getting paid $50 million. No. Hey, let him run the offense. Let him call the plays.
Yeah. Why don't we let him call the defense, too?
Make sure you got the players in.
Yeah, let him call the defense.
Call the plays and
call the defense.
He deserves to call the plays. You don't need no offensive coordinator.
No, let him call the defense, too.
Let me tell you, Sirianni,
let him run the country.
Sirianni can call the plays, too. What do you call? If you're making, everybody's making a big deal about this. It's his first year and all this and that. They had bad field position. You heard him say, Sirianni, you fumbled the ball three times, three kickoffs. You got to clean that up, too.
For sure.
Okay?
For sure.
You got to clean that up because we need to run them balls after like the 30-yard line, 35-yard line.
Yeah, get those balls out there on the 35-yard line.
We need to get somebody to break something soon. I ain't seen nobody.
But you don't want to break any of the balls.
Break a punt return.
All right, Herb, we got to go, buddy.
So, you know, and one thing I want to say about tasty cakes, stop eating those tasty cakes. Because they'll get that they're getting fat in your head.
That's a good product.
Shut up, Herb.
Gotta let you go, Herb. Taste Cake's a good product.
The lawyer texted him.
Good product. Yes, you should be shaking in your boots.
What's he gonna do? Sue me?
Oh man.
Oh my god.
That one got good. 215-592-9494. Yeah, in some way.
I actually don't think it did.
No,
I really don't never think did. It did. No, I really don't. I thought there'd be more out of the hospital story.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, there was a lot of info.
He forgot what he had said.
By the way, a lot of info for a stranger on the radio for him to give out.
Yeah.
All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Mike and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down. Said I'm always.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want to see the Eagles come out and throw the ball more early against the Bucs on Sunday? We changed the question. Same result. 82.9% say yes.
Yep. A lot of belief.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was thinking for a moment that we have now, or I brought it up twice to Jordan Mailata, that we should physically toss a salesperson here at WIP to celebrate an Eagles Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That that's legal, right?
That we should toss Stiney.
Yeah.
I say that to Ed Jordan. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've came up with a backup plan.
Okay. Who are we going to toss?
No, we're going to toss Stiney.
Okay.
But if Jordan doesn't want to do it, remember when we were kids? Well, you got brothers and sisters, yes, but you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Fritz, you wouldn't know anything about this.
Siblings are weird.
But we used to take my youngest brother, and I would grab his arms. My older brother would grab his legs, and we would swing him.
Yes.
Swing him.
Oh, so we could do
swing
that?
Swing him. Whee! And then toss him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, normally and that is the sound Steinberg would make.
Normally we would toss him into a pool.
Yes.
Right? Like into the swimming pool that way.
Yeah.
But that's how we can toss Steiny.
Yeah. Two people.
Yeah, two of us could do it. If Jordan can't do it, then...
He's getting tossed is the main thing. We're going to figure out the body of water. It's going to be February, so maybe we could raise some money for a polar plunge.
Yes.
Maybe we do it down the shore.
Yeah, like Special Olympics, because,
a lot of ideas, Steinberg.
Yeah, I
come
used
on, Steiny.
I used to toss my brother like that
right
into the pool. Yep,
yeah, that's what we did.
I remember once he went flat face down.
Yeah.
His entire chest bright red from hitting the water. Like,
what do they call that?
I know. Well, I was just thinking the same thing.
What is that called?
It's not body slam.
Well, it's a belly flop.
Is
close.
Is it belly flop?
Close.
I think it's belly flop.
But it's when you splat on the
like
water
that?
Like that instead of diving in.
Yeah, like put your arms flat
out
like that.
Yeah, we used to call that something.
Man, the clap sound.
Yeah. Like, pop, man.
I probably lost a lot of brain cells doing that.
Yeah. Ike and South.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the excuse.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know where
the water is. Why I'm blind is because I think that I was open my eyes underwater too much.
I don't think that. I don't think that made you
did
blind.
Did you guys do that when you were kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Bad idea.
Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. So, I know that y'all offer this now, but this was y'all saying earlier when I called that Spike, I was going to say it to you, man. It's funny that you coming up with, like, yo, are you scared that they might open it up? But that's been your campaign
yeah,
for
I'm,
the whole John a little bit.
Yeah,
I agree with Ike. I think what I'm trying to talk through is the reality of it when you're actually doing it. I agree. I agree. They need to throw. I don't think they can Saquon their way to a Super Bowl this year. I think they should. I think I'm more expressing why somebody wouldn't do it. You know, and it is. I think the only reason to not do it. This is where I wish Elliot would just say what he's actually thinking. Anybody who doesn't want to do it doesn't believe Jalen can do it without turning the ball over. There's no other reason to not throw the football.
Let me make this point, though.
Yeah.
And I wish I was on what Elliot was on there. But everybody keep talking about 23. And Ike, you kind of started to slide this way when you was talking to Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody always scared of 23. But like they be acting like they got amnesia from 22. Like when we were
right
more aggressive.
Yep.
When we were throwing, and if you want to be honest, with everybody talking about the turnovers with Hurts and they scared of it, 23 was really the admiration. Like
you said it right. Anomaly.
The anomaly. Yes, thank you. The anomaly, because the other years he turned the ball over like that.
Yeah.
At the high rates, but everybody's scared because of the one year. But every other time, we always talk about, oh, that's not what we usually do. But he don't usually turn the ball over.
Well, there is the beginning of 24, which before the bye week.
But that's what I'm saying. Everybody talks about 24, and they forget the previous year.
No.
I'm sorry. There's two years. I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize. But
yeah.
But that was still – that was early.
Yeah, but the Eagles coaching
like
staff seems like they're scared of
it. Yeah, that's who the ones
– Yeah.
Fans can say whatever they want.
I'm including them.
Right.
I'm including like them. Like, yo, that you can see. Like, you got to listen to your players somewhat. And I'm not saying that Nick don't, because I think Nick is real good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, yo, you can't do that because you see – and this goes to my third point. Saquon, I heard the morning show say this, and I heard you, Spike, bring this up too. I'm not with that whole saying Saquon showing signs from last year, the workload, when he ain't got no holes. Last year, he was going for like 5-6 yards.
Oh, man, before he even got touched, yeah.
Like, the real problem is, and I'm coming at them, is the offensive line. They not opening up the holes and piggyback on it, that the defense is trying to say, we're going to make the passing game stop us, and it's not because I don't think the passing game can't stop us. It's because our unwillingness to actually pass the ball over.
Yes.
And they're like, well, if y'all not going to do it, we're going to sit there and stop y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but why do you think they're reluctant to pass it? That's it all comes back to the same spot.
Because of them, because I think the coaches are shook. I think some of the coaches, and don't get it twisted, Hurts is scared because he was gun-shy from the beginning of the year last year. But because I remember I called y'all last year with that the game against Carolina, and he ain't throw the ball to AJ right over the middle.
Yeah.
And I was pissed about that. But I was like, yo, you just got to let it go. But I kind of think, the brother won the Super Bowl. He's the MVP. And everybody on this station said, hey, he will have a newfound confidence. Well, I need the coaches to have that confidence in him, too, to call it like he's the MVP.
But I'll say this, Ike, and I agree with you. And this is the part that I will put on Jalen. When they call it, he has to throw it.
Well, yeah, I agree.
That's right?
I said that. He be a little bit trigger shy, but I gave him a pass against Kansas City because I heard y'all show that y'all did a good job with Melada, and I think y'all had Cam Jurgens on that week when they played KC. And they were saying how loud it was, and you knew they was getting lit up with the zero blitzes, so they probably wanted to be extra careful with that.
Okay.
So I gave them a pass on that one. But that first half of the Rams game, because I was at the game, that was unacceptable. But, I'm hoping that what we see now, we're going to see at least 70% or 80% of what we've seen.
In that second half. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
The only thing they can't – thank you for the call.
Appreciate it,
always.
Right. Yep.
The only thing they can't do the hurry-up thing. The issue with the hurry-up thing is you go three and out, all of a sudden you've run 17 seconds off the clock.
It's hard to do that.
You have
that
to pick and choose your spots doing that, you know.
Yep.
Even though I, you know, when it's working, it's great. When it's not working, it is. You put a lot of pressure on your defense.
A lot of stress on your
way,
defense. I agree.
You know, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Wait, all it took to have Spike now say he wants the Eagles to be conservative was for Donovan to cook him? Can Donovan talk about TVs in the bedroom next week? Val.
Donovan did not cook me. He was wrong about three separate things. And I don't want them to be conservative. I'm just scared of turning the ball over. Val, stop texting the show. What's next?
Spike, 2:43 p.m.
All right.
I'm tired of the Jalen excuses factory. Spike, 2:48 p.m. OG Wade, I apologize on Buzz's behalf for not getting you on yesterday because it was entirely his fault. Frank in Ardmore.
Look,
well,
I'm just calling it the way I see it. It was Buzz's fault.
Always.
I did send a text to Buzz admonishing him. I said, I didn't see Corey was on there. Move him to the top. Tell him I'll get to him next.
Oh, so Buzz doesn't, he doesn't do it
he
like
doesn't,
Fritz,
but,
does he?
But in fairness, Buzz doesn't know. Jack.
How many times has he done the show with
well,
us?
Well, but Jack has a way better idea of what I want to do when I want to do all it right. than Buzz.
Ooh, boy.
I'll give. It wasn't a sex thing. What's next?
Look at Spike. In response to his guy Baker leading the league in turnover-worthy plays, he wants to just invent a new stat called touchdown-worthy plays. I like it. Nick Sirianni.
I think there should be touchdown-worthy plays.
That was a good line, though.
You like that?
Yeah, touchdown-worthy plays.
I don't want to give the Jalen derangement syndrome.
I was going to say, because that's going to be brought out. Yeah, that's going to be brought out.
Another stat, yeah. What's next?
Do you love Tuesdays with Elliot? Do you wonder what the tell is to know Elliot is going to get yelled at for the entire hour? Join Ike Grace for the new Odyssey podcast, Hold On, Hold On, Mike in Havertown.
Yeah.
He just got, poor guy, the first, well, no, poor guy, nothing.
But, yeah, don't get.
Yeah, my bad. Sometimes, when I'm doing it, there's no poor guy.
Exactly.
When I'm watching it, I'm thinking to myself, I
feel bad.
I feel like we need a towel, a white towel that I can throw in, you know, a mick from the side, throwing in the towel.
Throwing the damn towel.
But he doesn't want it.
He does not want the towel thrown in. No, he wants to keep going.
Yes. He'd still be arguing that same thing.
I'm the one that's literally tired at this.
Yes. Because that's what, he never raises his voice. When I saw him make somebody cry over a football argument, it was the greatest thing I had ever seen. What's next?
Just to be clear, we don't care and won't play it when Peyton or Brady says it, but when Bree says it, it's actually true.
Jack and Spike in the studio.
It's true. You guys didn't play when Brady and Manning gave him credit.
What are they supposed to say?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's awesome.
I do think if Drew Brees is not going to come into the studio, he shouldn't be on First Take. I don't watch First Take, but you can't do it on Zoom.
That's true. I hope that's the last time he's going to be on Zoom.
Yeah, come on.
He's Drew Brees.
Yes.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Fly in. $700 flight. Come on.
Yeah, come on, Stephen A.
What's next?
OG Wade. Guys, I have a four-point system to predict the outcome of every game. Spike, can you believe this idiot? Elliot, I have a one-point system, and it's just called turnovers. Spike, give Elliot Insider of the Year. Give him the belt. Give him everything. Tim in Newark.
What is going on with the text line? I didn't even vote for him for Insider of the Year.
Right, that's never
exactly. I'm the one who voted for it.
Ojulari hasn't even played.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, wait, is he still
he's
on the Eagles?
For that. Yeah, he's getting docked for that one.
Guy stinks.
I think he is still on the team.
What's amazing, they can't get any pressure from their edges, and Azeez Ojulari is at the Bryce Huff spot. By the way, Bryce Huff with another sack this weekend. That is two.
That's two.
Yep. What's next?
Elliot, it just seems like the Eagles are way too focused on the heat. I hate it, and it's ridiculous. Also, Elliot, I'm terrified of rain and moved to an entirely new house because of it. Alex in Lancaster.
That is true.
I was going to say, that is true.
That is true. I do hate the text line also. I hate it.
Got a lot of heavy hitters. Well, I know.
Do you want me to give everybody a minute?
No. Just like, I feel bad.
What would you want me to do?
Just apologize and get to them tomorrow.
So we apologize. Oh, it is a lot of heavy hitters.
I know.
Rios, Yoshi.
Not take this personally is my main message to the guys on hold.
Yes. I'm sorry. We ran out of time.
Equally. Herb talked a long time. We were trying to get something out
of
him.
Why don't we get one of these guys in instead of Herb?
Well, because...
that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's Spike's fault.
Hold on. I just said that you ranked them for me. You know, somebody tweeted me, what's up with this Herb call? And I said, you gotta take your chances, you know? Sometimes it's a turnover. And today's Herb call was a turnover. Sometimes it's a big play. He's a big play guy.
You can't be conservative with Herb.
He's an explosive play guy.
Sometimes it blows up in your face.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Sometimes you gotta hear about some poor woman's colonoscopy,
exactly, yes.
By name.
It's definitely not legal. Like, you can't just...
Yeah, where's the HIPAA laws at with that,
that's
man?
What I'm saying.
Well, HIPAA only applies to a doctor, but it probably should also apply to her. All right. So we're sorry to Rios and Yoshi and Gary and the real Corey and Barry and Derek.
I'm kind of in on the real Corey, by the way.
Yeah, I like the real Corey. He's a good caller.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Corey doesn't even know what to be mad about it because he doesn't ever criticize Corey.
No,
he criticizes us.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.